Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. Summer is coming and that means vacation. But if you are a parent, you know how fast your kids grow. And that means nothing from last summer will fit. And we need to get the kids new summer clothes. Well, if you're looking for summer clothes for the kids like me, you are in luck. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus free shipping when you spend $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in-store.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
All right, on this week's Thursday Therapy, we've got Rachel Winter and Rachel Steinman. They're the authors of a new book called Stay Golden Girls, Friendship is the New Marriage. We're going to talk all things friends, and let's get them on.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
First of all, when I was reading your breakdown, I'm like, well, they're best friends with the same name. So obviously, I'm sure you guys get that all the time.
It has made it easier for a lot of people. They're just basically throwing the name out.
But like, how do you, in your group of friends, because I'm sure you guys have, a group of friends. So how do you know which one is which? Like, are you a Rach? Is one a Rach and one's a Rachel? Like, or is it a W versus an S? Like, what is it?
They'll usually add a last name. But the funny thing is, because this group has known each other for so long, quite often the last names go back to like maiden names sometimes.
So I still have my very best friend who I've been friends with her since middle school. She's still in my phone as her maiden name. Like she's not a Nowicki to me. She's a Pelophone. She'll always be a Pelophone. So I'm like, can't change her name. Like,
no.
That's not who she is to me. Like my childhood was Pelophone. Okay, so I've read a little bit about your history, but give the Wind Down listeners about the history on the Rachels. How did you guys become best friends and your journey together?
So Rachel and I met in college. And
which college?
We went to UC Santa Barbara.
Love, beautiful.
And we actually are also we're both original Valley girls, grew up in the Valley in Los Angeles.
Love it.
But then we met actually at Santa Barbara, and that's where we became friends. Our relationship, and I know Rachel will agree with this, has grown and deepened. So we knew we were going to be friends immediately when we met. Within really Rachel's larger group that there was a big contingent from her high school, from Birmingham High School. So a bunch of those girls, I knew one of them from summer camp. So they all just pulled me in. So that's when we became friends at 18 years old, and taken Teddy out of the room, I see. her dog is obsessed with her. We basically college, after college, 20s, the whole thing. I would say by the time we were in our 30s and even more in our 40s, our relationship deepened, really deepened. You realize as sort of grownups in a way that where you have more in common, that, the top layer, you sort of realize, okay, the top layer is there. That's no problem. But then over time, we just realized that we had actually grown much closer post-college, The journey for this book started post-pandemic, realizing how critical our girlfriend relationships, our female friendships were, friendship being the antidote to loneliness, basically. And, you know, we were all pretty supportive of each other, a lot of cocktails on Zoom and that kind of thing. And then when the pandemic was more in the rear view, Rachel and I, you know, we can talk further about it and in terms of how this book came together. But that was really, I think, the birth of the idea for the book was post-pandemic.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I get it. It's something too. And, you know, just again, your book is called Stay Golden, Girls, Friendship is the New Marriage. And I'm lucky to have an amazing group of girls. We call ourselves the Queendom, but it's like those girls know me inside and out, and they know when I go quiet, what's going on. They know, you know, the other day something really kind of rocked me and I was upset, and my, you know, friend was like, you want to walk, you want to talk, you want to, and I'm like, no, I just, and they're like, don't go into your hole. You know, it's like, cause we know what we do. Right. And so, and our friends are there to support. And I don't know what I would do without my friends, because they were the only ones that got me through my divorce and every other hard thing in my life. Is at the end of the day, it's like, we always say like the men will come and go, but like the women are going to stay for life, you know? And that's kind of a joke we've always said, but it's true. I mean, in my life, the women have always stayed. They've been the most true. And I have had some friend breakups, and I'm curious, do you guys touch on that at all in your book? Because there are so many questions that I do get to, like, how do people deal with friendship breakups? Cause that's tough too. When you're like, it's been these many years or this happens and it, you know, it's a loss as well.
Yes. And before I do that, by the way, I just want to say, I love your group name, Queendom. That is amazing. I will get to your answer, your question in a second, but I just love hearing these names that friends have. That is something we're running into, is how many girlfriend groups, whether it's through chats or whatever, have named themselves. And it just, I want to keep a running list of them, because they have, that is fantastic, by the way, Queendom. So our book is very bright and happy and joyful. And that was not by accident. You know, the world is kind of a dark place right now. And we wanted to bring some positivity, some optimism, a feeling of being uplifted. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there are some serious topics in there around mental health, but we don't really go in deeply into the loss of friendships. It's more about the celebration of friendships, but it is a question we are getting asked a lot as we are on this kind of press tour now. And Rachel can talk about that, but I'll start by saying that part of growing, and it, you know, and Rachel and I have daughters, and Rachel has a son, is in learning about friendship is sometimes losing a friend. Just like if you go through a divorce with your significant other and you lose someone that you once really cared for and loved, it's teaching you what to look for in the next relationship, or it's teaching you how to be a good friend in the current relationship.
Mm-hmm. And that's definitely what has happened to me. So losing a friend who was kind of like a sister and a bestie and the whole thing. She's alive, thank God. But she's losing in terms of the breakup of the friendship. And it has really helped me to understand my part in it. And we do talk about this in the book on the other side of it, which is basically the equivalent of a garden. If you plant seeds and flowers grow, but you don't water the flowers, they will die. And so for us, these were matured flowers that we didn't realize hadn't been properly watered and cared for. So you can kind of skate through for decades on a foundation of friendship, because, you know, female friendship is very tight. There's a ton of loyalty, hopefully. Those were not the issues. But you know, when you've met somebody when you're young, you know, there's that old saying, don't expect him to change. Don't expect her to stay the same. Women evolve, we change, we grow. And without a properly cared for friendship, there can be fractures in the foundation. You don't even know they're there until faced with a real problem. Mm-hmm. So those are symptoms. If the symptoms go ignored, then your foundation is too shaky to make it through a real problem. So by the time my, you know, this dearest friend of mine, by the time we were really faced with just differences in how we were seeing the world, it was almost too late because we had not properly cared for that foundation. And it was super heartbreaking. It is absolutely like a death. I will mourn it for the rest of my life. But it has, like Rachel said, I have learned how to look at this and be like, well, I wouldn't, and I've apologized for my part, mm-hmm. for being like, we're amazing. We're such besties. We're on a pedestal. And not seeing the warning signs and being more communicative that my needs as a friend were not being met. And maybe I wasn't meeting hers either, but my own inability to step up and say, this isn't working for me and you're a lazy friend and you need to do better, left us open to what ultimately happened to us.
One of my goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. So it's so important, obviously, for just the overall world, but just, you know, you feel better about sustainability. Well, I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. Did you know that 95% of pregnant women are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s? That's where Ritual comes in. Their prenatal contains 350 milligrams of eco-friendly vegan omega-3 DHA in every serving, sourced from algal oil instead of fish. I loved Ritual. I took it when I was pregnant with Roman. I also now take their multivitamin. It's just an amazing everyday thing that I know is good for the body. A prenatal multivitamin made traceable with vegan, bioavailable, and clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy, like omega-3 DHA to support baby's brain development and choline and methylated folate to support baby's neural tube development. Their vitamins are rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. Ritual works with world-class certification bodies to validate their products. Why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/wine. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/wine for 25% off. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Maybe this is just me. I'm a defensive person. I get overly defensive at times. That is my first reaction, is to be defensive. And so, and I'm not categorizing all women like that, but I know many that are like that too. So do you think we have a problem with hearing our friends say something to us? We get defensive, and that's usually the break of what, how the break of the friendship starts, is the defense.
You know, it's a great question. I'm not 100% sure. I think that it's what you said at the beginning mm-hmm. of your statement, that it's the key. I do not think that women are used to communicating about these fractures. And so it's maybe more surprising. And I do feel like when the initial sting is over, women are more likely to be able to be like, I'm really glad you said something on some level. I was totally feeling the same thing. I didn't have the guts to say it. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Let's work on it.
Well, I think it's something different too. And like, you know, I'm 40. So in my 40s, where I can go, this just happened a couple of weeks ago. I was like, oh, sorry. I was short on the phone. I was having a day. I was a little defensive, you know, and then and it's able to, I think I'm at least able to now own more my pieces in all of my relationships, whereas I wasn't able to in my 20s at all, and not great in my 30s either.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think as we age and we get more, we mature mm-hmm. and again, evolve. And that, I know Rachel, you know, is going to say that communication, that part of the communication is the key. You know, so I think it's all about
sometimes it's those arguments, those kind of coming to a head that really brings you closer. So what you said is if you reach out to a friend and say, I'm sorry, I was defensive, and you start with yourself, that opens up that kind of dialogue, and it often brings you so much closer. And mm-hmm. it has happened with Rachel and I, where I will call her and just say, like, I'm sorry, I acted this way. I stressed about whatever the situation is. And she'll say to me, like, oh, I could tell.
Yeah.
You know, like the understanding of like her, she knows me so well that that doesn't happen overnight. That mm-hmm. is, those are communications. That's me calling and apologizing. That's her. And when we can be vulnerable and say like, I'm sorry, I was really defensive, or I shouldn't have said it like that, or then that opens up the other person to say like, oh, I'm sorry, or oh, how can I help you? And it just brings you closer. And so anytime you can be vulnerable, it's actually brave. So I'm a mental health advocate besides, you know, I started off as a teacher, but now I volunteer for National Alliance on Mental Illness. I go into middle schools and high schools, and I talk to kids and parents and staff about warning signs for mental health issues. And I offer resources. But one of the things that I always talk about is asking for help is not weak. It's actually very brave. Turning to a friend and saying like, I suck, or I was really like, all of these, the vulnerability is a superpower. And it's so interesting. You know, one of the ways that we can be a good friend, believe it or not, is asking our friends for help, because mm-hmm. we're showing them like, I need you.
Yeah.
Can you help me? And it's a two-way street, of course. Like, to have a friend, you have to be a friend. But it's a great question. It really is a great question.
So on the flip side of things, you know, in your book, what are some things that are that we can get from reading the book? Like, what are your favorite chapters? What's, is there like a good story in there that you can give us? Like, give us a little teaser.
Well, I happen to have a book right here. So,
I mean, come on, why not? It's book tour week.
Exactly. You know, I guess, you know, I always kind of go to the first chapter, Friendship is the New Marriage. Mm-hmm. I think that the book and this chapter, just the our process of realizing that the currency of female friendship is being valued and prioritized in a way it never has before. And I know you referenced the difference between being in your 20s, being in your 40s. Like, I think as women, we were really socialized, like, okay, who's going to be your mate? Who are you going to have children with if that's your path? And then as we've gotten older, we've realized like, everything doesn't have to orbit around that mm-hmm. traditional layout. And then, you know, because we've been talking about this so much, and the best thing when writing this book, and this we touch on this all through the book, is that younger people, younger women are learning this in their 20s. And mm-hmm. they're talking about platonic romance. They're like, and I don't care if I end up finding the perfect whatever prince, princess, whatever, that fairy tale looks different for women younger than when we figured it out. And that's one of my favorite aspects of the book, is just when that moment for us when we realized that this prioritization of female friendships and the celebration of female friendships had gotten into the zeitgeist. So yeah, that's really kind of chapter one, how we tripped and fell into this idea that we're totally in love with and having way too much fun celebrating.
I love that. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. So it's so important, obviously, for just the overall world, but just, you know, you feel better about sustainability. Well, I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow. I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today. It makes me think about even just back in high school where I'm like, God, I wish I wasn't just chasing my high school boyfriend around and I was chasing my friends instead and like having so much more fun with friends, like, and just, and I mean, that led into the 20s too. I'm like, man, I just missed out on so many things because I was too obsessed about having a relationship when it should have been the relationship with my girlfriends as number one.
Totally.
It's just wild.
So really quickly back to one of my favorite chapters is about how friendship is therapy. And as a, like I mentioned, you know, mental health being so important, we know how great we feel after a girls' night. We know how much better we feel when we are sitting with a friend, having that one-on-one time where just the time actually melts away and we're connecting and that kind of fight or flight energy is gone and we are present and we are in the moment and we are laughing. And just we are, and this is what I talk about when I go and I speak to kids, the importance of not staring at screens and thinking that those are friendships, the importance of actually physically getting involved, joining clubs, joining sports, meeting a friend for tea or coffee, or in our instance as adults, you know, at a bar for a cocktail. How that literally changes not just our mental health, but it helps with our physical health. And there are studies about how loneliness is more detrimental to your health than smoking 16, is it 16 or 13 cigarettes a day? It's just, it's so important to be connected to a community because we evolved to be social creatures. We need our friends. Mm-hmm. And so I really do encourage kids to nurture those friendships and just the important, that's really what this book is about, a celebration of how wonderful having friendships are. And does not matter where you live, what aisle you're on, side of the aisle you're on, we all can agree friendship is something we all want in our lives.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you think is the best thing a best friend could do? Like the one thing that like, you're like, this matters to your friend, to remind the listeners that are listening to this.
I mean, my answer is, you know, I think it's so boring, but it's really, truly just listen and know when to shut the up. And you do not, you don't have to fix me. You just saying, I love you, that sucks, I'm team Rachel all the way, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's sometimes knowing the difference between trying to therapize me and trying to just be there. That's to me one of the best things a best friend can do.
I agree. Rachel S.
Yeah, I would say just presence. And by presence, it can mean similar to what Rachel says, just being there for the person. And, you know, we have some friends sometimes that go silent, like you had mentioned you were doing. And that means knowing them well enough to, if you don't hear from them, call and bug them. How are you? Check in on them. Just always letting them know that you are in their life. And as we know, you know, there's this saying like old friends, it doesn't matter how long you haven't seen each other. When you're together, it's as if time hasn't passed.
Right.
It's all of that is kind of related. Even if you haven't seen each other, there's still that feeling that they are present in your life. Mm-hmm. And I can't imagine my life without my girlfriends. I mean, it's just, I don't always get to see them, but I know they're there. I know that they are, if I need something, I can reach out to them. So they are present, maybe not physically with me, but they are in my mind and always available as I am.
Exactly. And this is your reminder right now to call your best friend, even if they're in a different state or in the same state, or you call them, you know, you just talk to him, call him, tell him you love him. and then go get the book, Stay Golden Girls, Friendship is a New Marriage by Rachel Steinman and Rachel Winter. Ladies, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you.
You're so sweet.
For having us. Thank you.
You guys are awesome. And when I make it to the Valley, I'll call up the Rachels and we'll go out.
I love that.
Amazing. Okay. Would love that. Let's go grab a drink. All right.
Perfect.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, ladies.
Bye.
See ya.
Take care.
Bye. Discover the rich, smooth taste of Matcha Love made with real Japanese matcha, perfect for hot or cold brewing. Matcha is rich in vitamin C, catechins, EG, CGs, and L-theanine. Enjoy a delicious matcha latte or smoothie with this convenient green tea powder made from Japan's treasured matcha, finely milled from high-quality green tea leaves. Get 25% off all Matcha Love products on Itoan using code JANA. That's code JANA at itoen.com. Available on Amazon and itoen.com. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good. What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.